Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the minhag of the Shlissel Challah, which is the minhag that some people have, not everybody, but some people have, of forming the Challah. This is talking about the Shabbos after Pesach, forming the Challah in the form of a key, or having some sort of representation of a key on top of the Challah, or even just inserting a metal key, could be wrapping it with tinfoil and inserting it into the challah. There are various ways to be mekayim this minhag of the shlissel challah. Shlissel means key in Yiddish, and accordingly, that is the minhag we're going to be talking about. Is this a good minhag? Is this a problematic minhag? And what are the reasons for this minhag? So we'll start off with three different reasons why people have this minhag. The Ohev Yisrael brings two of them, and he starts out by saying that it was at this time of the year when Klal Yisrael had entered the land of Israel, that the man that they had been receiving for 40 years came to an end. It happened right after the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach. It says in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Hei V'yochlu Mimacharas HaPesach Me'avor HaAretz, that they ate the day after bringing of the Korban Pesach from the bounty, the grain of the land, and that is indeed when they had to start fending for themselves. So previous to that, they had the man, were receiving the man, and they did not have to worry about their food, their parnasa, but at that point, the man stopped. They started eating of the bounty of the land, the grain, fruit, vegetables of the land of Israel, and that is when they had to worry about their parnasa. Ma'az, hischilu lechol mitvuas ha'aretz, v'Yisrael trichin the parnasa. They needed parnasa, no longer having the man. V'zos yadua shel kol davar yesh sha'ar. And it is known that everything, every form of tefillah, every type of tefillah that we have, it has its own specific gate up in Shemaim that it has to enter, and we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's represented by the Shlissel Challah. We are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the gate of Parnassa for us. And accordingly, it was at this time of the year, representing right after Pesach, the first Challah after Pesach, as it was at this time we had to worry about our Parnassa, so that we have the Shlissel Challah to represent the key that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, it's a tefillah that we should have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please open up the gate of Parnassa for us. So that is what is represented. Explanation number one, the Shlissel Challah. Number two goes as follows. We are during the time of the Sfiras HaOmer. We're counting the 7 weeks, 49 days, counting up 50th day Shavuos. That is representing the 50 Shari, the 50 gates of Bina, of understanding and knowledge. And we are going from Misha'ar, the Shar, we're going from gate to gate, increasing in levels. And every gate, Ulechol Shar Yesh Mavtech, each of those gates has its own key. And accordingly, we are making a challah in the form of a key, not necessarily a parnasa key. It's representing the key to each of those gates, because we would love each of those gates open as we go through the process, Sfiras HaOmer, going from gate to gate, hopefully opening up each of those 50 gates of Bina. That is number two. Number three is that throughout Pesach, we have had the Sha'arim, the gates of Tefillah, open to us, and with the end of Pesach, those gates have been closed, and it's for us to open up those gates again. Well, we would like to. We would like to put in the effort. We'd like to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the gates of Tefillah again, and accordingly, we are going to have the Shlissel Challah that's representing the mitzvah Shabbos in general. And that we are hoping that in this chus of being Mekayim Shabbos, the mitzvah Shabbos, that those gates that were closed, the gates of Tefillah that were closed at the end of Pesach, should be reopened for us. So those are three of the myriad of explanations why we have the mitzvah of the Shlissel Challah. I just do want to mention, although controversial, that there are those who make a claim that this is not a Jewish minhag. It developed at a certain point. The earliest references are approximately less than 300 years ago, brought in various Hasidic Svarim to do this. However, there are those that make a claim that it is a problem of Chukas HaGoyim, that indeed the source of this minhag is taken from the non-Jews, that they had various breads or whatever that they were baking that had a cross on top of it, and it was taken over from them. It is not intrinsically, endemically Jewish. And accordingly, there are poskim who say that there is a problem of chukas agoyim and iser doraisa, chukas agoyim, darkei amori, and say that this indeed should not be done. So there we have it. We have poskim who are saying that this is a Jewish minhag and it can be done, should be done. Others that say that it should not be done, it cannot be done, and it violates an iser d'oraisa to do the shlissel challah, and everyone should ask their own posek. Have a wonderful day.